All right, WC Podcast, Pac-12, Week 11. We got our guest picker.
Guest picker, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Brooke Cadell.
Where are you from, Brooke?
Born and raised in the city of Mount Vernon, Washington.
How many tackles did you have senior year?
Ben, I couldn't tell you.
More than you, 100 probably. Plus. Kyle, do you want to intro the games?
Yeah, we going in any special order or just down the list?
Let's go down the list.
Okay.
Starting with Friday night's game in Brooks Allegiance.
We've got UW taking on Oregon State in Corvallis at Reser Stadium.
Ooh, potato salad stadium. I'm gonna go with my second alma mater, or my allegiance to the University of Washington, which is also where your mother went to school, Ben.
That is correct.
And my grandmother. Good pick. You got a score for us, Brooke?
A family tradition. Somebody had to break it.
You got a score for us?
Oh, 42-27.
Okay.
So the dogs cover. All right, I'll intro the next one. You got Washington State at Cal. Both teams coming off a bye. It's 4 p.m. on Pac-12. Cougs are favored by 8. Who do you got in the game?
And if you answer wrong, Ben might hang up on you.
I'll be okay with Ben hanging out with me. Wouldn't be the first. It certainly wouldn't be the first time he's left me short. I'll go WSU.
Okay.
Score. Rationale.
I want to see this apple cup come to fruition and actually, when you're looking at them, be record wise, be good. You know. Score. I don't know. 3-2. Here you go. It's gonna be some weird defensive battle. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Now
I didn't know where to shoot. I didn't know where covering the spread and picking scores. So I said pick teams. Okay, here I am picking teams.
You're doing great so far, Brooke.
I'm sure. I'm hitting home runs.
You're hitting them all. Next game, we got Stanford at Colorado. Cardinals taking on the Buffs in Colorado.
In Colorado. Huh?
Yeah.
I'll take Colorado. 107-4.
Wow, blowout. So Colorado's going to score about the same amount of points as you got tackles your senior year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you said me? I thought you were talking about Ben.
No, Ben. Ben had like 20 tackles.
I had 7. Like the score.
The better question: how many hash marks did Ben have? Because those tackles, like tackles, weren't really that cool. Like, how many hash marks did he have?
That's true.
How many stickers did you get in your helmet for knocking the snot out?
All right, Brooke. Here's a question for you. How many hash marks do you think Herm Edwards got in his career?
Judging by how much I like hearing him talk, none.
Okay. You've never heard of the Hermanisms?
No. Enlighten me, please.
Well, Hermanisms, you play to win the game.
Yeah.
That's a Herman.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I've heard that one. I wouldn't, but I didn't know so hip to say something so idiotic that you would name it like after the guy that said it.
All right, we'll segue here. We got USC in Tempe, 12:30 kick. The Sun Devils are favored by 1.5. Brooke, who are you taking?
I'll take USC.
Right on.
And
okay.
They
Trojans.
And they cover.
Well, it's a 1.5. I hope they do.
Which is really easy
rare
to do if I pick them to win and they're going to cover. 1.5 is easy.
There you go. All right, Brooke. Appreciate it.
No, what's, Ben.
You got any other guiding words for us?
No. Outside of, like, what a game.
Can you give us one cuss word?
No, you told me not to cuss.
Did you drive 7 hours this week?
No. Well,
are you in the car right now?
Collectively, I need to drove 7 hours. But not. I didn't drive 7 hours straight from the Dallas, Oregon, back to Burlington, Washington. No, I did not. I hope you guys are going to talk about LSU, Alabama. Have a little SEC
Brooke.
Action.
No, Brooke.
No?
No.
Well, okay. While we have – who's going to win that game, Brooke?
I thought the spread was outrageous, but
– Is Tua playing this week?
He's practicing.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like what – I think it opened up with like a set, over a touchdown spread. Like 8-point spread, Alabama. I don't know. That's of the whole weekend.
Brooke,
don't
you have
football,
both an Alabama and LSU hat? You're like Kyle. You're a waiver.
Ben, your memory is like an elephant because I had an LSU hat when I was, I don't know, like 14 or 15, maybe.
See?
Like. And like we had,
and now you're Alabama.
And we actually had a lid. We had a lid ball cap store in the Cascade Mall, so you could buy whatever affiliation you wanted to. Like, yeah. So when I was 14 and 15, and my ass fell from a hole in the ground, I had an LSU cap. Yes.
So because of that, you're picking the Tigers this week?
No, I'm picking Alabama.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Don't get me. Don't ask me the story on my Mexico story about War Eagle and War Tide.
Wow.
All right, Brooke, you've been great.
Was this in
Tijuana? Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo. No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to the next time, if there is a next time.
All right, Brooke. Talk to you
later.
Thanks, Brooke.
Keep doing good work. Love you.
So we're going to get into week 11 this episode, but before we get into it, it's Ben's time. It's his favorite time. It's the recap of week 10, 2-minute drill with Big Ben starting right now.
No. Let's not start right now. Let me tell you. I got another call from a sponsor.
Okay.
You want to hear the story? This guy calls me. He goes, hey, it's Uncle Jimmy. I go, Uncle Jimmy? I don't have an Uncle Jimmy. He goes, it's Uncle Jimmy's sports book. I'm out of Atlantic City. He wanted to record me. He goes, we need someone to come on record. I heard you last week. You went 4-for-4 with the spread, hit all the top spots. And he goes, I want you to develop something for me called Big Ben's Best Bets. You know what I told him? I wouldn't sell out. I go, I know I went 4-0 last week. And all my teams covered, but I can't do it. I said, you'll just have to listen to the podcast. So that's the theme of the 2-minute drill. I'm going to go. I went 4-for-4 last week. We're hoping to go 4-for-4 this week. But let me break this down for you. So you can start the clock whenever. Give me another intro.
All right. Here we go. 2-minute drill with Big Ben breaking down, giving you the analysis of week 10 starting right now.
Down in Tucson, day game, which is a shame as the Arizona D would have looked better in the dark. Jake Luton went for 328 yards and 3 TDs through the air, and Artavius Pierce and Jermar Jefferson combined for 4 TDs and 219 yards on the ground. Isaiah Hodgins heard my bold prediction last week, went for 150 yards receiving and 2 TDs. J.J. Taylor was a lone bright spot for the Wildcats, 167 all-purpose yards and 2 TDs. Arizona has lost 4 straight, and still nobody can figure out Khalil Tate. Beavs 56, Arizona 38. in Pasadena. DTR for Heisman? Probably not. 4 wins for the Bruins? Absolutely. Joshua Kelly eclipsed 100 yards for the third straight game and scored 2 touchdowns. Buffs head coach Mel Tucker and Chip Kelly have their teams headed in opposite directions. As Kelly leaves Helton's hot tub, Tucker enters. Bruins 31, Buffs 14. In Montlake, revenge game for Whittingham and the Utes. Oh, baby, did they get it. Utes running back Zach Moss went for 100 yards and 2 TDs, but it was a 39-yard pick six by Utes' Jalen Johnson that put the Dogs and Jacob Eason on skates, and Eason wishing he was back in Athens. A late UW TD made this game closer than it actually was. Utes 33, UW 28. Down in L.A., the streak is over. USC was manhandled by the Ducks at home. Swimmy, Swammy, Slovis threw not one, not two, but 3 TDs, or excuse me, 3 interceptions in the game. Ducks wide receiver Juwan Johnson caught 3 second-half touchdowns for Oregon. The Ducks secondary suffocated USC's star wide receivers Michael Pittman and Amaron St. Brown's. St. Brown, who only combined for 98 yards. Kyle Wynn, if you are counting, that was 252 push-ups for the Duck. Oregon 56, USC 24. The Sun Devils, Cougs, and Cardinal and Bears all beat BYE, and that's Big Ben's two-minute drill.
Just a little over 2 minutes. Nice work. Uncle Jimmy would be proud of you.
Uncle Jimmy. What are you talking about? Uncle Jimmy.
What's going to happen Uncle this Jimmy? Week when you go 0 for 4? Some like loan shark going to come after you?
Thank God I'm moving from my current residence, right?
Yeah. Oh, don't leave any indication of where you're going so they can't track you.
Exactly. Could you imagine me on a recorded line? This is Big Ben's Big Bet. Thank you for calling. Press 9 if you'd like to hear the Pac-12 best bets.
You might need to create a hotline.
I know. You might need to. Can we jump into that? The picks? How are we doing?
Whoa. We got Pac-12 player of the week.
I'd love to hear it.
He was born in San Jose, California. His father, James, played in the NFL for the Cardinals, the Jets, and won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Back to our player of the week. He's one of the best wide receivers in the nation that no one knows about. He leads the Pac-12 in 2 wide receiving categories, 12 touchdowns, and an average of 111 yards per game. I'm talking about Isaiah Hodgins. 7 receptions, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns in last week's win over U of A. Congratulations, you are Week 10 player of the week.
Can I tell a story real quick?
Go for it.
I'm sitting on the couch, and I pull up our podcast from the previous week, and there was, I think, a replay of the game. And I pulled up, I paused it, and I go, do you see this stat? And she goes, what are you talking about? And then I pull it up. She goes, you were really close. So some affirmation from the wife that my bold prediction was not far off. And congratulations, Isaiah.
And I'll have to admit, I was one of those people that didn't know much about Isaiah either. You brought him up a couple weeks ago, and then this week you were texting him to me and saying, he's got to be our player of the week.
Absolutely. Isaiah's a great guy, too. Great guy. Perfect segue into the first game of our Pac-12 Week 11 pick'em, right?
Well, are we going to go through the annual picks? Or you want to just skip over that?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
It's Big Ben. Big week. Went 4-0. K-Win. Rough week. Went 2-4. Big Ben, you're now up 4. 48-44. Big Ben's picking at 71.6% accuracy. K-Win at 65.6% accuracy. I haven't been able to get over to the 70%. You've been over 70% all year, except in week 9 when you dropped to 69.8.
one too many Trulies maybe during that second.
Maybe.
All right. I got the Bucs, right?
Yeah, you got the Bucs. Week 11, Friday night game.
All right. Friday Night Lights in Corvallis. UW is favored by 10. The funny thing is only 52% of people believe they will actually cover. Before the season, if you would have told me both teams were coming in here, combined 9 wins, I would have told you that UW was 8-1. The Beavs 1-7, but not so fast, my friend. The Beavs are 4-4. Huskies just one win better at 5-4. The Huskies have won 7 straight, but let me tell you something, Kyle. K-Win. It starts with the QB. Here's a quick comparison for you.
Okay.
Montlake Jake Eason. They have now changed his name to U-District Jake Eason, demoting him from Montlake. Completes 65% of his passes for 2,300 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. That's a roughly four touchdowns to every one INT. Let's look at Jake Luton on the other end. Only completes 60% of his passes, a little less, 1,900 yards in one last game, 19 touchdowns to one interception. That's 10-1. TD to interception ratio. OSU is 3-2 in conference. UW 3-3. It's Freaky Friday. The chainsaw will be ripping. Isaiah Hodgins will eclipse 1,000 yards receiving for the season. And bold prediction here: we're going to dash into TDs again. But I will say this: the Beavs will cover, but they're going to come up short.
Ooh.
31-28. Dogs win.
Wow. I thought you were kind of inching towards Thieves, and then you switched it up on me, and you went Huskies.
It's all in the story, my friend. It's all in the story.
Matt Calkins from the Seattle Times summed up UW season the best in just 3 words. They can't finish. If you look back, UW was up against Oregon. They gave it up late. They couldn't hold on to the lead. Last week, they're up against Utah. I was ready to text you, telling you I was gaining some ground. Same result. They lost. So this week, I'm going to sum up the game in 5 words. Jake Luton to Isaiah Hodges. The Beavs' high-flying offensive attack is going to win, and the Beavs are going to go bowling this year. Beavs win 24-21. The program's headed in the right direction. Go, Beavs.
Can I get a boom, 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 boom? I love it. God, I almost wish I could flip, but I can't. 7 straight. I think the dogs have their number. Where are we going next?
Saturday. Man, it's parody after dark. It doesn't really matter where we go. We go out to Arizona. That's a pretty good game.
Yeah, let's go to Arizona. All right, USC at Arizona. I think there's a lot of intrigue around this game.
There's a little background.
I think Brooke's still on. Brooke, are you still listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Brooke, you can get off.
I just kicked him off.
Sounded like he was prepping.
He go.
Folding laundry. He gone. He was folding laundry.
Yeah.
All right. The first live caller that stayed on.
Yeah.
All right.
He said goodbye and stayed on.
It's like what your manager would do. All right, I'm going to jump off when you start talking.
Yeah.
All right, USC at ASU. I think there's a lot of intrigue here in this game. Let me explain why. You got Big Herm versus Hot Seat Helton. It's a 12:30 kick. It's going to be hot outside. I think it's going to touch 90 degrees. Helton's going to be sweating bullets before he leaves the tunnel. And the question is, why would you say that? And I say, reason one, I think there's going to be a ton of recruits at this game. Now, Herm I think has the credibility to recruit in Southern California. Good name, you know, coached in the NFL. You know, that name goes a long way. So that's going to be tough for Helton. The other reason I say this is because Helton's kind of portly. I think he's going to be sweating just due to the humidity down in Tempe. The third reason I say this is lose this game, and that hot tub he's sitting in becomes a time machine. That time machine takes him right to the front of the unemployment line for coaches.
Wow.
Honestly, when we see – it's that time of year, right? We've seen Willie Taggart. They've already pulled the ripcord on Taggart.
He gone.
With the change – he gone. With the change in ADs happening, Lynn Swann leaving, there's no, you know, hey, I'm his guy, or, you know, he brought me in. So here's my bold prediction for you. Herm, you play to win the game, Edwards, and the Sun Devils beat USC.
Okay.
And Herm Edwards is the next coach at USC.
Wow, he's going to win, carry out the season, and then flip.
And take his job.
Wow.
And take his job.
I kind of like that.
You should just shake his hand and take his hat and tell all the recruits, I'll see you in SoCal.
And then he goes into the other locker room and gets on the plane and goes back to Manhattan Beach.
Exactly.
Bold prediction. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. And it might happen.
ASU 31, USC 21. Slovis, swimmy, swammy, Slovis. Can't put it together. Matt Fink, who knows if he makes an appearance. But the Sun Devils have been consistent. They haven't won as of late, but I think USC is reeling, especially after that loss.
And that's a great transition because Arizona State started the season out hot, 3-0, and they had a national ranking as well at 21. But since then, the Sun Devils have dropped a couple games, including their past two games. And in sunny Southern California, it's the same old weekly debate. Do we keep or let go USC head coach Clay Helton? You mentioned that his boy, Lynn Swann, is gone. He's the one that gave Clay that extension. And Mike Bond is expected to be USC's next athletic director. And win or lose in Tempe, Urban Meyer is still expected to be the head coach to replace Clay Helton. Too many distractions, too many losses, too many injuries. I got A-State winning 42-35.
So we agree.
We agree.
My bold predictions haven't been off as of late.
They've been right on.
Spot on. You know what I just realized?
We have no good games this week in the Pac-12.
Not only no good games, but no ranked teams. So this next one, Stanford at Colorado, I'm literally going to flip a coin. Heads. Buffs, tails, Stanford. Here we go. It's tails. I'm taking the Cardinal.
Cardinal.
21-14.
My notes here are it's 7:28. I'm ready to wrap this up and eat some dinner. Cardinals win 34-28. Both got the cards. Let's get into the last game here.
The last game has some intrigue to it, I guess you could say. Cougs in Berkeley is always a weird one, I think, for any Cougs fan that realized that we went in that game undefeated, I think, 2 years back. Haze of the Fires seems like similar time of year. The Cougs are a 7.5-point favorite. You can get in the door for $11. Both teams are coming off a bye. Here's the funny part. The Cougs are averaging 42 points a game. Cal only averages 17. Both teams only have one win in their last five games. Cal and Evan Weaver can stop the run. But the question, K-Win, is can they stop Air Gordon and the air attack of the Cougs? I think the over-under has this at like 114. That's probably not accurate, but I don't see the Cougs scoring a ton, and they haven't won a game in which they've scored less than 31 points. I think they do it here. They win 28-21 and get it done against Cal in Cal Berkeley. Again, Wonder Boy Wilcox, left scratching his head. Can't close. You know, he's the guy that does 150% of his number in Q1, but only ends up at 85% of his number for the year.
Starts off fast, finishes slow.
I Go think poop. It was
back in 2017, that upset by the Bears in Cal. Were Rehorn and Madden both at that game?
They both were.
They both were.
I think the it was one of those games where you, on your Apple weather thing, it says weather advisory or smoke advisory, one of the two. But, yeah, fires going on, kind of an odd time. They wanted to move the game, but they still played, and sure enough, Cal won.
Sure enough, Cal won. Will the Bears come into this game? I believe they're about an 8-point underdog at home. The Cougs' offense seems to be rolling, but they're going against a very stingy Cal D. Big Ben said it before, the Cougs can't win or have a tough time winning when they score less than 31 points. But Rehorn and Madden aren't going to this game. There's no haze in the air. I got the Cougs winning and scoring 34 points. Cougs win 34-10.
Love it. I love it.
You want to do a bonus game?
Ooh, LSU-Bama?
We have to do it. I'm sorry that it's the SEC. If you're a West Coast sports fan, this is where you stop listening. But let's talk LSU and Bama. This game's huge.
Can I lead up to this with just what Brooke just texted me after you kicked him off?
Sure.
And he says, did you mute me? I still hear you. Fuck, you didn't tell me shit. I was just about going about my business loading up the Costco run. Safe to say, I won't be on again anytime soon. Where are the married chicks at? ?
Wow. Unbelievable and awesome.
Brooke is our big cat. Have you ever seen Big Cat on game day?
Yeah. Or it's Bear.
Bear, is it Bear?
Yeah, it's Bear.
Yeah, he's our Bear. Brooke is our Bear. And he did have like 150 tackles, I senior year.
Amazing.
He was the Evan Weaver. All right, let's go LSU-Bama.
College game day in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa. Say that again. Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa. Tui Tavalgie, Tuscaloosa.
Hard. Are you leading this off, or am I leading this off?
I will. I'll lead. So okay. Ed or John wrote a book when he was at Mississippi about recruiting and the Mississippi kind of mentality, and very much a Southern coach. Was at USC for a little bit, didn't fit in quite with that mentality with the alumni base. But he's built something at LSU where everyone bought in. And I think he said recently, Joe, I might mispronounce his last name, Burrow,
sounds about right.
Burrow is the most important recruit they've had in the last 20 years. And he's been in and around the program, so that's something. When you've had Odell Beckham, some of the big names come through that program. Bama, steady stalwarts, Nick Saban. What I've seen, I don't watch Bama all that much. I don't watch LSU all that much. But in terms of trends and what we see out of LSU this year, I mean, they've beat some formidable teams. They haven't had the cupcakes maybe that Bama's had to this point. And Joe has proved to be probably one of the best quarterbacks that LSU may have ever had. I think that's always been a question around their offense. So I'm going to give my edge to LSU. They don't shock the world, but I think they manhandled this game pretty well. I'm going to give them 35-24 LSU wins. Ed Orgeron, gets the keys to the city and is the next governor of Louisiana.
Wow. That was a very thorough analysis. Good job, Big Ben. Mine's not going to be that thorough. You do have Joe Burrow playing at a high level, 2,800 yards passing, 30 touchdowns. I think in the latest poll, he's number one in the Heisman. He's got great wide receivers. And LSU has beat a lot of tough quality opponents, to your point. They beat Florida. They beat Auburn. And they beat Texas. Those are three marquee wins. But you know what? They haven't beat Bama. And I think this game, since it's being played at home, I think LSU is going to have some jitters. I think Tua is going to come back. He's going to make just enough plays to win. And I've got Alabama's D having a late pick six and Bama winning 24-17.
Roll Tigers. Go Tigers. Go Tigers. All right, let's recap our picks.
All right. So, starting off, I have Oregon State. You have UW in the battle of quarterbacks, Luton versus Eason. We both agree that Arizona State's going to beat USC, and Helton is officially on the hot seat. I think Urban Meyer's coming in to replace him. You think Herm Edwards is just going to change sidelines and then fly back to L.A. Cardinal. I got the Cardinal. You got the Cardinal. But you got the Cardinal with a coin flip. It was so close that you flipped a coin. Cougs. We both got the Cougs winning.
So boring.
And in the big game, the SEC game, number two versus number three, I've got Alabama. Big Ben's got LSU. And that is our Week 11 recap.
Check us out on wherever you download your podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes. Keep catching us. We're going to come out here shortly with some live action come this Friday. Tune in to our Instagram, our YouTube. We'll be covering everything West Coast. We'll have West Coast basketball updates from WCC to Pac-12. Make sure to check us out, comment, post, text us, whatever you want to do. Social media?
At WST underscore podcast, Twitter. We are also on Instagram. We're on Facebook as well. We're everywhere. Subscribe, listen, download, interact with us. Ask us questions. DM with us. We'll be sure to respond.
And we're international. Oh, we. Bienvenidos. Danka. You want to add anything there, Kyle?
Buongiorno.
Boom.
Boom. Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.